Our geo quiz takes us down to the southern reaches of the Andes. That's a long way down, since the Andes run more than 4,000 miles along the Pacific coast of South America. And near the southern end, there's a volcano we want you to name. It has a massive crater lake at the summit containing highly acidic and toxic waters. That explains why its name in the indigenous Mapuche language means sulfur waters. The volcano has scientists worried right now. It's been generating thousands of tremors in recent days, and there are fears of an explosive eruption. That's why authorities in both Chile and Argentina have issued a red alert for local residents. Don't you panic. We just want you to name the volcano. We'll hear more on the alert when we come back with the answer. This is PRI. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A threatening volcano in Chile is belching gas and has got people on the run. Thank goodness it's not the one in Iceland, which was so hard to pronounce. This volcano is easier to say, and I'm just going to ask our guest to tell us its name. Gideon Long is with the BBC and reports out of Chile's capital, Santiago. Gideon, what is the name of this volcano down there that's been so threatening lately?
This volcano is called Copahue, which apparently in the local Mapuche language means place of sulfuric waters.
Wow, very appropriate. So where exactly is Copahue?
It's around 600 kilometers south of Santiago, where I am at the moment, and it's right up on the border with Argentina at an altitude of around 3,000 meters. So it's a fairly remote place, which is obviously good in terms of evacuating the people who live on its slopes. The government has declared an area of 25-kilometer radius around the volcano, which they've said they want to evacuate people from. And in total, on both sides of the border, in Chile and in Argentina, that's around 3,000 people.
Right. And people are being evacuated currently?
They are indeed. That evacuation started early this morning. People have started moving away from the area. And the idea is that they will be housed in temporary shelters and in schools further away from the volcano until, they hope, everything passes peacefully and they can return to their homes.
Right. And on the border with Argentina, as it is, this is cattle country. I gather there are some ranchers who are not happy about leaving this area, leaving their cattle behind.
That's right. I think livestock is really the main concern because, as I say, it's not a particularly populated area of the country. The people can be moved fairly easily, but a lot of them are reluctant to leave behind both their cattle and sheep. And we've seen this in past volcanic explosions in Chile. What tends to happen is a huge ball of ash is dumped on the fields. That means that the livestock can't graze and many of them die. So many of the ranchers are understandably reluctant to leave their cattle behind.
Would it be economic disaster if these herds of cattle and sheep were killed?
Well, it certainly would at a local level for the individual ranchers. It probably wouldn't be at a national level because Chile is obviously it's a big country and we're talking about one very small part of it. But certainly for the people involved, it could potentially be disastrous.
Are there any efforts being made to evacuate the cattle?
There aren't at the moment, but thinking back to previous volcanic eruptions in Chile, that has been done. So I suspect if the seismic activity in the area increases, I suspect the government might take that measure and it might try to evacuate cattle and sheep as well as people.
And Gideon, when was the last time Copahue erupted?
Well, it's one of Chile's more active volcanoes and it actually erupted in December last year, so only 6 months ago.
Right. So how concerned are experts that a major eruption could happen in the next few days?
Well, just in the last few hours, there's been one positive signal. They've said that the seismic activity in the area has started to decrease. Over the last couple of days, there have been literally thousands of minor earth tremors in the area, and that's what's caused concern. That's what's led experts to conclude that the volcano might be about to erupt. But they're now saying that just over the last few hours, that seismic activity has decreased. So maybe the worst is over, and one would hope that maybe in a few days' time, the residents can return to their houses.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for the people of Copahue in Argentina, in Chile, as well as the cattle. The BBC's Gideon Long with the answer to our geo quiz today, which is Copahue, the volcano in Chile that's belching gas right now. Gideon, thanks so much.
Thank you.